again. It's Thursday, April, I think it's April the 16th, but honestly, I'm losing track of days. And here we are again, and I trust that you're well, and if there is any news in our congregation, we will try and get that out to you through electronic means. But we love it when you get in touch with us, and you text us and send us emails so that we can know exactly how our congregation is doing. We love this church of ours, and we love our church family, and we miss you a great deal. And at the beginning of this week, we began a short little series on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 7. And Paul is writing heart on sleeve to this congregation, and he's not there. He's socially distancing himself because he's been detained. And he had said he was coming, but he didn't. And it's kind of upset some of the folks in Corinth, and he's writing to them about trials and difficulties, about being knocked down and about being perplexed and about being persecuted and so on. And he reminds them that we are jars of clay, that we are fragile, and God is revealing to us just now our fragility. We feel weak. We feel as though we cannot do what we're supposed to do. But he reminds them that in that condition, we discover the power of God, the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We may feel as though we're carrying about the corpse of the Lord Jesus, but it is in order that life, death is at work in us, but life is at work in other people, as God uses our fragility to demonstrate something of the power of God. And then he goes on to say in verse 16, we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. We do not lose heart. It's so easy to lose heart. Some of us are by nature pessimists. Some of us are by nature the glass is half empty. Some of us are by nature Eeyores and puddle glums. Losing heart. What's the point? We're never going to get out of this. Life just isn't the same, and it's never going to be the same again. And it's a spiral, and as you begin to descend that spiral, it goes into a vortex, and all of a sudden we realize the clouds have come, and it's all dark, and woe is me. And Paul says, Christians, you need to get a hold of yourself. You need to remember who you are and what you are. You're a child of God. You are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Your sins are forgiven. You have the prospect of eternal life. We do not lose heart, Paul says. That's not what Christians do. We have to speak to ourselves. We have to rebuke ourselves from time to time and say to ourselves, soul, I will not be pessimistic today. I will see this as God's opportunity to do something powerful and mighty and grand. Imagine what God can do all over the world, renewing his church, revitalizing his people, discovering ways of promoting the gospel and doing evangelism and so much more. We do not lose heart. The outer self may be perishing. Yes, we're all perishing in some ways. We're all getting old. We're all going to die in some form or another, unless Jesus comes again. But the inner self is being renewed day by day. Get in touch with that inner self, that soul of yours. You know what God says. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and then you will be with him forever. So this day, do not lose heart. The Lord bless you today.